This is the Power to Love podcast, and we're on part two of our Love Word series. We're going to keep going as far as the feeling messages, because remember, the feeling message is at the foundation of everything in putting together your love words. So your feeling messages are basically words that you use to express what it is that you're feeling. But we take it a step further. We use these words in how we respond in our relationships, how we respond out in the world. It's a verbal response. And I went into this last week a little bit, but it bears repeating. When you receive, we're talking about leaning back. When you receive, you pause, you process what it is that you've received, and that means you're going into your feelings. How do you feel about it? And then, based on your feelings, you respond. You respond with words and or actions. So, visualize it this way. Something's going on out in the world around you, whether it's your environment or you're acting one-on-one with a person. That person says or does something, or something happens in your environment. You receive that. That means you're taking it in. This is how it flows throughout you. It starts with your mind, because whatever it is that you're receiving, think of your five senses, whatever it is that you're receiving, it gets processed by your brain. So in your head, there are a whole bunch of thoughts swirling around, a bunch of beliefs and values and ideas. It's totally crowded. It's like a busy highway, 10 lanes, both directions. Okay. That's what's going on in your mind. You don't want to respond from this area, especially in a feminine leaning back way. Responding from your mind is not an irresistible trait. So what we have to do is we have to go beneath that. And what's beneath that are your feelings. But the way that we access those feelings is through our physical body. What is it that you feel, and where do you feel it in your body? Now, when I said that, I bet you popped right back into your head. That's because they're all connected. Your mind, your beliefs impact your feelings. And from there, you respond or sometimes react. And that's the body expression. That's the actions. Instead, when we're talking about leaning back, we're talking about receiving, pausing. And in this pause, that's where the process is going from your mind to your feelings. And what we do is we reach into our body to really find what that feeling is. And then we respond once we've identified the feeling. In this series, we're not going to focus on the action. That's what we go further in that in the academy. That's in part five of the academy. Here, we're going to focus on the words. How are we going to put together a collection of words that reflect our feminine expression based on the major things that we feel? It's going to change your vocabulary. This will be a leaning back vocabulary. It's the vocabulary of an irresistible woman. All right. So I don't want to go too far before I get to the practice of this. I just want you to understand the format, the layout here is something happens. You receive it through your five senses. It starts in your mind with your thoughts. Then we reach down into our feelings. And the way we get that feeling connection for our true, honest feelings is we reach into our body. Where do we feel this? something bad happened, and I felt it in my throat because I felt like I couldn't breathe. Okay, and then I would go into further detail what I felt anxious. I was afraid. I was a little angry. And then I have to search my better feelings. Okay, I was thankful that it was only what it looked like. It wasn't worse than what it looked like. So I was really thankful. Do you see how there's a flow of feelings going on? And what was my response? I exhaled. That was my first response, was to exhale. And I really didn't say much, but I just exhaled. But I was in touch with my feelings. I did identify the feelings. So the first step, and so now we're getting to the actual practice of this. The first step is you receive something. And the first part of processing it is to clear your mind. If not, your mind will take you in so many different directions that you'll never get to finish this practice. So you have to clear your mind. And if clearing your mind doesn't sound like it works, quiet your mind. And there's also the exercise of dropping down out of your thoughts. That's in part one of the academy. Slide down out of your thoughts. After you've cleared your mind or quieted your mind, then you want to go to your feelings. What am I feeling at this moment? Not just in response to what you receive, but just in general, because maybe you didn't sleep well, or maybe you're hungry, or maybe you're just in a fantastic mood. So what is the baseline feeling? But there's also a mixture of feelings. And you remember my stewing pot. I'll put a link to the stewing pot in the show notes. But there's a mixture of feelings going on at any given time. And what you want to do is to identify the major feelings that you're feeling and then look for a good one. Now, someone may say that's unrealistic because life has challenges and life is very serious. And so we can't just go around feeling good all the time. I beg to differ. Because what you focus on is what you experience. I take care of business. I know how to handle the important task in life. I'm not really thinking so much when I'm doing that. I'm not really irresistible when I'm doing that. We're talking about being irresistible. We're talking about shifting or connecting or reconnecting to your feminine energy. We're talking about living from that place on a more general basis so that it's a part of your life, not just a switch that you turn on or turn off. We're talking about being genuine with our feminine. So, getting back to that, we're going to look for the good feeling because that's the feeling we want to focus on. That's the feeling we want to stay in. That's the feeling we want to address. When you need to handle something that's not so good of a feeling, there's a process for that. And we'll cover that in another part of the series. But right now, just to get the practice going, you want to find good feelings. And after you've identified the good feeling, and you may have to search because maybe it's not a good day. Search for it and write that feeling down. And try to remember where in your body you felt it because that may be where feelings come up for you. But if you're like me, your feelings come up all over the place. Okay, so it just after a while, I don't write down where it is in my body. I just know I touch where it is in my body, but I write the word down. So, after you've written the word down, now you want to think, are there other words to describe this feeling that you've just written down? And play with those words. You want to say them in the mirror. See how that feels. Practice them out on your friends. Practice them out in your relationship. Practice them in your dating, whatever. just to start to test them and see, does this word work for me? Because the idea is to make a collection of words. All right. So just to recap, you want to connect to your feelings by starting in your body. And the methodology we have is leaning back. We receive. We pause. And in that pause, we're processing the feeling. And then we respond. What is that processing part within the pause? From your five senses, we know it goes into your mind first. We calm the mind, or quiet the mind. Then we search our feelings, and it's what we do is we go into our body. Where in our body do we feel this? And we know there's a mixture of feelings. Look at the stewing pot video. There's a mixture of feelings. From this mixture of feelings, you want to identify some of the good feelings. Write down at least one of those feelings. After you've written it down, you want to look at that word that expresses that feeling and see if there are other words that you can use to also express that feeling. Right now, we're not going for the flowery or, you know, what sounds better. It's what feels right to you in identifying the feeling. Later on in the series, we'll start to pretty up those words or find the beautiful words and the love words. Right now, we just want to find words that express the feeling. So we're kind of just identifying the feeling and then expressing it in a written word. Okay, I hope you're enjoying this podcast series, and I'll be back next week with part 3. Ciao.